It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Tomorrow night at 5, we continue a four-part documentary series on education from American Public Media. Here's a preview.
From American Public Media, this is an APM Reports documentary. This is a machine shop in Charleston, South Carolina. It's part of Eaton Corporation's aerospace group. They make metal parts that have to be really precise.
So these go in hydraulic piston pumps for motion control on aircraft that controls a lot of the wing flaps and landing gear.
That's Phil Rourke. He's the plant manager.
You can see they work underneath a microscope a lot.
There is no room for error. And not just anyone can do this work. It takes a lot of training. And that has put Phil Rourke in a tough spot. Orders have increased 30% in the past year, but he's having trouble hiring enough people to keep up.
To be honest with you, we didn't expect it to be as hard as it has been.
Rourke tried all kinds of ways to find experienced machinists who could do this kind of work. The company advertised. They asked employees for referrals. They raised wages, and they lowered the required years of experience. But Rourke still couldn't find enough people with the necessary skills. Finally, he brought the idea of an apprenticeship to his bosses. They'd trained their own machinists. An experienced machinist makes $25 an hour, but the company would pay an apprentice $15 an hour plus benefits. They'd assign an experienced employee as a full-time mentor, and they'd cover tuition for night classes in machining at a nearby technical college.
We calculated a payback for our investment, and I was like, 6 months.
South Carolina also sweetens the deal with a $1,000 per apprentice tax credit. Rourke says the apprenticeship idea was an easy sell to his bosses.
They looked at it and they're like, wow, can you get five? And we're like, well, we have one tool maker to teach right now, so he can't handle that many at one time. But as we mature, we'll continue to grow the program.
From APM Reports, this is Old Idea, New Economy, Rediscovering Apprenticeships. I'm Stephen Smith. Back in the 1700s, Benjamin Franklin was an apprentice printer, and George Washington was an apprentice surveyor. In the 1950s, a guy named Elvis Presley was an apprentice electrician. As you know, all three of them went on to other careers. But if Elvis hadn't gone on to making records and movies, his apprenticeship would have landed him solid work in the building trades. For centuries, getting an apprenticeship was a ticket to a good job, and it still is. Today, more than 500,000 Americans are apprentices, for good reason. Working alongside a master carpenter or a master chef is an effective way to learn a new set of skills. But a lot of other countries rely on apprenticeships far more than the United States does. In Germany, more than half of all young people launch their careers with an apprenticeship. In the U.S., the percentage of young people who enter the workforce through an apprenticeship is in the single digits. Still, the number of apprenticeships is growing. It's jumped more than 40% in just the past 5 years. In the coming hour, we'll meet some people who went looking for jobs in the new economy, and they chose an apprenticeship instead of college, or in addition to college. And we'll meet some people who are trying to open the doors to apprenticeships wider, to move beyond the days when apprenticeships were arranged by fathers for sons or by uncles for nephews. Correspondent Sasha Eslanian continues our story in South Carolina, where there's been dramatic growth in apprenticeships over the past decade.
Paul Roebling took a couple of runs at finding a career after high school. First, he joined the Army.
3 years, 6 months, 23 days, 12 hours. They kept track.
He knew the tally, but the hours didn't seem to point to a career.
Infantryman is not a marketable skill. It is a job that does need to be done, and somebody has to do it. It's not very marketable.
So Paul did what most young people do. He went to college.
I was pretty much told that the only way you're going to get ahead in life is with a college degree. And so I just joined in like every other college student. I chose something that interested me, but it just didn't suit me.
Paul was pursuing an associate degree in information technology. That degree would have prepared him to work at a help desk. Paul realized too late he wasn't what he'd call help desk material.
When it comes to computers, I'd say 7 out of 10 times a problem exists between the chair and the keyboard. And it's not necessarily the computer's fault. So I'd probably end up saying something I shouldn't. then lose my job, then say some more things I shouldn't. Yeah, so it wouldn't. It didn't seem like the best way for me.
Paul admits he should have done more research into what to study in college so he'd be trained for a job he actually wanted to do. Instead, he racked up $20,000 in student loans and didn't finish his associate degree. That's pretty common. About a fifth of Americans 25 and older have some college but no degree. Paul spent 5 years installing cable in people's homes. He was making just under $20 an hour. But by now, he was married with 4 kids, and he saw no way to move up.
That was a preview of part 3 in a 4-part documentary series on education from American Public Media, airing Saturday nights at 5.